And this morning, I'd like to welcome Christine Romsberg. She is a CGH Ways to Wellness Care Coordinator, partnership with Cincinnati Centers, and sponsored by and through the CGH Health Foundation. Good morning, Christine. How are you?
Good. Thank you, Tom. As a qualified mental health professional, I am so happy to be here today to talk about mental health.
Always glad to check in with you. And even though we're wrapping up the month of May, May has been Mental Health Awareness Month and might continue, you know, any month of the year. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so May is Mental Health Month, and it's never been more important than this year. Mental Health Awareness Month has been observed in May in the United States since 1949. It's observed to spread the word that mental health is something everyone should care about, since one in five people will experience a mental illness during their lifetime. Therefore, everyone faces challenges in their life that can impact their mental health. The theme for 2020 is hashtag tools to thrive, which provides practical tools that everyone can use to improve their mental health and increase resiliency regardless of the situations they are dealt with. It was chosen in a time of unprecedented anxiety about a world pandemic by the Mental Health America, formerly known as National Association for Mental Health. The National Alliance of Mental Health, NAMI, also has a theme that you are not alone. You can view stories and or post your own on their website.
I know, you know, we're on the verge of phase three and maybe reopening some portions of Illinois, but people might have some leftover stress during the COVID-19. What are some of the best tips to cope with this stress?
Yeah, absolutely. So I preach self-care. So making sure you're taking that good care of yourself, getting exercise, getting outside, making sure you're getting good night's sleep, reaching out and staying connected. There's a lot of great meditation apps like the Calm app or Stop, Think, and Breathe, which is great to help manage anxiety. And then, of course, if you're feeling unsafe or overwhelmed, please reach out for help.
Now, reach out for help. And I think I mentioned this earlier in my news, but you got a great new program coming up. If somebody does want help, what's the best thing they can do right now?
Yeah, so I'm really excited about this. Starting June 1st, the new Be Calm helpline has a positive spin on how to deal with the stress you are experiencing. You can chat with a mental health professional who is trained in coping and with self-care. So that number is call 888-BE-CALM or 888-332-2256. Be Calm is a phone call to talk to someone about the stress you are feeling from being cooped up with the shelter-in-place mandate. It is for kids, youth, and adults, and you will chat with someone who is trained in coping with self-care. This is a free service in partnership with the CGH Health Foundation and Cincinnati Centers. The Be Calm line is safe, secure, and confidential. And again, it starts this Monday, June 1st, and it's available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And the number again is 888-332-2256.
Once again, we're on the phone. This is About Your Health radio program, and we're joined by Christine Romsberg. She is CGH Ways to Wellness Care Coordinator, also in a partnership with Cincinnati Center, sponsored by the CGH Health Foundation. CGH has got a lot of great programs. What are the other, and you're the one to ask for Ways to Wellness. What else do we have going?
Yeah, so the Ways to Wellness program is a free counseling service that's available by phone or internet at this time, and it's for youth, families, and adults in the community. The program provides effective treatment for individuals and families with emotional and behavioral health needs, and you can call me anytime to set up an appointment, either at 815-625-0400, extension 1916, or 815-440-3574. It's a wonderful program. I love what I do. I've seen it really transform the lives of people in this community. So again, I'd like to thank the CGH Foundation for providing this service to the community.
Now, starting tomorrow in the next couple of weeks here, we're starting to crack that door back open. What are some tips you have for people who are, let's call it re-entering society?
Yeah, I think it's important to remember that the precautions in place are to keep us safe. So being aware and mindful of those precautions. And then, again, that self-care, taking that good care of yourself. And if you are anxious, reach out, talk to someone, talk to a friend, and just make sure you're taking good care of yourself while we're entering stage three in the state of Illinois.
Now, we just came past the Memorial Day weekend, and kids, well, they've been homeschooled and a lot of things like that. And here we got summer, not far away now, and some of the usual events and activities, well, they're postponed or maybe might not even happen. Any tips for kids and maybe some healthy activities that we can look into for alternatives?
Yeah, I preach get outside, get that vitamin D. Luckily in our area, there's a lot of beautiful places to go hiking at. You got fishing, you got kayaking you can do. Kids love just putting a sprinkler on and riding their bikes through it or running through it. You got a plethora of things you can do, get outside and do. So just take advantage of the nice weather that we have coming and get outside and get moving.
For some reason, I always think of water balloons, and I don't know why. But with the warm days ahead, I could see a couple of those happening as well.
Yeah, my son loves water balloons. So good idea.
See, now I brought it up, and now that's the first thing he's going to be asking for. It's like, hey, it's going to be a nice weekend, Mom. Where's the balloons?
Exactly.
And Christine, anything else our listeners should probably be informed about today?
Yeah, I just want to remind everyone again, we're experienced a time that none of us have experienced before. So if you are struggling, luckily we live in a great community that has so many good resources for those who are struggling. Reach out and use them. They're there. So just be mindful of that if you need the extra help. And yeah, enjoy summer, everybody.
And again, even though we're on the end of May, May is Mental Health Month, Mental Health Awareness Month, and something that you may need to be aware of at any time of the year. And starting June 1st, Be Calm Helpline is going to be introduced. And that number again, Christine, in case anybody wants to, check in and get some positive spin on things.
Yeah, that number is 888-332-2256. And then the Ways to Wellness number to set up the appointment is 815-440-3574.
And folks can always go to cghmc.com/foundation or cinesippi.org as well.
Please reach out to those different websites that he just stated if you need any additional resources.
And for even more information about the Be Calm Line or CGH Ways to Wellness program, you can also visit, yes, another website, cghmc.com/foundation. Well, Christine, I certainly appreciate spending time with us this morning. And if anybody feels the need, I hope they seek out the Be Calm Helpline that's going to be available starting Monday, June 1st.
Yes, very excited about that.
All right. Well, thank you again. And you have a fantastic weekend as well that's coming up.
Yes, thank you. Have a good day. Bye, Tom.
That is CGH About Your Health program, and I'd like to thank Christine Romsberg again. She is with CGH Ways to Wellness. She is the care coordinator and also in a partnership with Cinesippi Center, sponsored by the CGH Health Foundation.